Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 16th of January, 2024. There was a video with graphics that came across my Facebook feed the other day that was most interesting. Basically, it reinforced what our founding fathers comprehended but did not have the evidence for. Almost 250 years later, in global communications, we now have the evidence. The idea revolved around two charts. The first ranked countries into five categories, from very prosperous to very poor. It was no great surprise. The United States and Western Europe, Japan, and a few others were on the top tier. Classic stuff that's often used to claim how a few countries are getting wealthy on the backs of the rest of the world. That is hogwash. Then they drew the same chart, only with countries ranked from most free to least free, again, in five steps. The amazing thing is, you could interchange the two charts. They were nearly identical. The most free were also the most prosperous, and the least free were the poorest. Freedom was not some complex concept. Property rights, rule of law, government integrity, and freedom to earn and invest at will were the key points. Folks, when people are allowed to work and earn and spend their money under their own interest, everybody does well. We could turn a nearby corner. Virtually no one in America is destitute. Now, there are some exceptions, but many of those have mental issues, and we do not forcibly hospitalize them. There are three very simple rules that almost guarantee a person will obtain middle-class status. Graduate high school, work full-time, do not have kids until your mid-20s. All very difficult things to do. I'm amazed at the number of young folks, mostly guys I know, that did not manage to graduate high school. Then try to convince me that a GED is equal. Now I'm an old gray-haired guy, but if a young person handed me a GED versus a diploma, in my mind I'm asking a lot of questions. Really, just one. Why could you not finish high school? Yes, high school can be rough. Teachers, staff, peers, et al. Were unfair, mean, biased, and so on, ad nauseum. Welcome to life. That simple fact does not change when you walk off campus. In fact, life is little different than a fifth grade playground. Another factor, especially in the lower income ranks, but to a degree society overall, non-nuclear families are more the rule today than the exception. I know of one guy who has a couple of kids out of wedlock and recently got married for the first time. The relationship was rocky and in turmoil before the wedding. His attitude was, everyone gets married and divorced a couple of times, so I decided to get my first one over with. Folks, that is completely messed up. This little tidbit may sound old-fashioned and cliched, but kids do better when they are raised in a nuclear family. Period. The main reason why the family is so messed up is the adults are not being adult and doing what is right by the kids. Nope. They're too concerned with themselves and gratification. The summer of love is not a good environment for raising the next generation. Whew, that was a tangent. The news last night and this morning is Trump won Iowa. Folks, there is a message here. It was not even close. The ratio was quite close to Trump 50 votes, then Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley each got 20. If you combine their totals, Trump still edged them out. The polls nationwide are so lopsided that a couple of folks who've made a career of watching these things are going so far as to say, in fact, Trump is the nominee. The major question will be who he picks as vice president. They will have a decent chance in 28. But on to more important things. Calendars have changed over time, but about this day in 27 BC, Augustus is appointed emperor by the Roman Senate, marking the beginning of the Roman Empire. In the year 1362, the St. Marcellus flood kills at least 25,000 people on the shores of the North Sea. This was the second time a powerful North Atlantic cyclone had devastated the region. Weather patterns were reacting to the onset of a 400-year cooling period that affected the region. We've talked at great length of King Henry VIII and his attitude towards the Catholic Church. In 1537, a group of Catholics rise up and push back. They fail quickly. Of course, losing a fight in that period will always result in lots of trials and executions, about 216 in total. A similar incident will occur in 1572, this time under Queen Elizabeth. Just prior, the Pope had encouraged English Catholics to rise up against the Protestant Queen. My Spanish is not to a functional level, so I will not give the Spanish title, but Book 1 of the Don Quixote tale is published in 1605. It might be sad that all we know of this classic piece of literature is Tilting at Windmills and the Gordon Lightfoot telling. Considering the amount of religious strife that had plagued Europe for centuries, the Founding Fathers considered moderating it a prime concern in the new country. In 1786, a few years ahead of the U.S. Constitution, Thomas Jefferson writes the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. It's enacted on this day. It will not take the time to go through the entire text, as it's quite lengthy, but it makes a few points. First, it opens with the phrase, "Whereas Almighty God hath created the mind free." It then goes on to use terms like temporal punishments tend only to begot habits of hypocrisy and meanness and depart from the plan of the holy author of our religion, who, being Lord of body and mind, chose not to propagate it by coercions, citing that impious legislatures, being themselves but fallible and uninspired men, have assumed dominion over the faith of others. It sets out that no person shall be compelled to worship nor suffer on account of his religious opinions or beliefs. It forbids a state religion, but does not disallow religion. It grants freedom of religion. Keep this in mind when folks cite Jefferson and claim he wanted a religious void. This document he wrote is clearly religious in tone. John C. Fremont is appointed governor of the new California Territory. This is in 1847, less than 2 years before the gold is found. Frank Zamboni is born in 1901 to Italian immigrants. The family moved a couple of times before settling in Los Angeles. Frank went to a trade school and returned to California to work with his brother. One business was auto repair before they got into the business of manufacturing block ice. But by 1939, household refrigerators were making that business obsolete. With knowledge and excess refrigeration equipment, they built an ice rink in the warm climate. It was popular, but the ice surface required frequent resurfacing to keep it smooth. Manual labor of the process took 5 men an hour and a half to complete. Necessity being the mother of invention, he invented a machine to do the job in about 15 minutes. In the past 70 years, the Still family-held company has built over 10,000 of the machines and made the name Zamboni common in ice rinks around the world. The Shackleton expedition finds the magnetic South Pole in 1909. Recall, there are 2 South Poles and 2 North Poles. The one the compass points towards, this is the magnetic, and the point where the Earth rotates on, the geographic South Pole. The two are about 1,750 miles apart. As a side note, the 2 North Poles are only 500 miles apart. Earth is a very large magnet where our core is molten iron. Nebraska approves the 18th Amendment in 1919. There are 36 states to do so, and this sets prohibition in effect 1 year later. Racing legend A.J. Foyt is 89 today. Singer Ronnie Millsap is 81. A bit less renowned, singer Jim Stafford is 80. Success and fame can be elusive. Stafford was in a high school band that included Bobby Braddock, Lobo, and Graham Parsons. All 4 managed a reasonable level of success in the music business. Adolf Hitler moves into his Führer bunker in 1945. Things are not looking good for the Third Reich. 40 years later, the Shah of Iran flees to Egypt. In all likelihood, he was not a nice player, but much more Western-friendly than the Ayatollah that replaced him. It has given us 45 years of the Iranian Revolution and chance of death to America. Retired baseball player Albert Pujols is 44 today. Since retiring, he's been on a personal services contract with the Los Angeles Angels. 2003, the Space Shuttle Columbia's heat shield is damaged during takeoff. The craft and crew will be the only U.S. lost during a re-entry from space. 4 years ago, the Senate ratifies a replacement for the North American Free Trade Agreement. The issue here is Mexico is, in nearly all measures, a third world country, trying to play with two of the most highly developed countries in the world. How the two so diverse cultures have developed side by side and at roughly the same time could be a very long study. Canada and the U.S., while diverse, are not worlds apart. Mexico, on the other hand, has always been wild, woolly, and a case unto itself. That's History in Comment for the 16th day of January. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.